Simon & Schuster Audio presents What Is Wrong With You? A novel by Paul Rudnick. Read by Erin Mallon. For Scott Berlinger. Part 1.
1. Prologue. Love is everywhere. Linda Kleinschmidt roused herself in a cloud of fine linens and elegantly filtered San Francisco sunlight. She wondered how her life had somehow leapt from a one meal a day in a family shelter childhood to this high-end perfume-ad glow. But then she knew. She was about to be married in just 3 days' time to the third richest man in America. A delicious goal, mostly. But that mostly was colonizing her thoughts. Sean Manganaro on the opposite coast had been up for hours, including the time change. His inner alarm clock had buzzed at 3 a.m., after which Sean chugged a protein shake with its satisfyingly brutal taste recalling burnt coffee and sour milk. Sean never wasted a second, embarking on a 5-mile run, calisthenics based on a program designed to eliminate Navy SEAL candidates, an icy shower, and a bicycle ride to the gym he owned, all while most of his clientele remained in bed. Was Sean keeping blazingly fit or punishing himself for his transgressions? Or was he just single-mindedly determined not to think about his ex-wife Linda or the catastrophic rumors he'd heard? Tremble Woodspill had stayed up all night in Arkansas, as she so often did, scribbling in the most minuscule print since her stash of yellow legal pads was running low. But at 23, she had no lack of energy, and she might have downed a few Adderall, which she considered mildly enhanced Skittles. Tremble always wrote feverishly, as her work remained an unslakable passion, and while she would eventually transfer everything to a Trone book, she preferred to write her earliest drafts by hand, which felt more visceral, more immediately connected to her emotions. Her first collection of essays, titled Life as We Fucking Know It, would be published later this year, an event she still found incomprehensible since she lacked such necessities as a home address or a reliable supply of ballpoint pens. And being superstitious, she was convinced horror was looming, and that she should text her editor, Rob Barnett, for reassurance. Was her life about to genuinely begin? Would strangers read her words and maybe nod or laugh or pause?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?